Ricky Williams shares two eyebrow-raising stories about marijuana use from his playing days. By Dylan Gwynn on July 19, 2022. Everyone is familiar with Ricky Williams' use of marijuana both during and after his playing days. However, what might raise a few eyebrows for some is that Williams says marijuana was used to treat pain before he even entered the league in 1999. In an interview with USA Today, the former Heisman winner and longtime NFL runner shared stories revealing how using cannabis to treat pain was already a part of life in the league long before it became fashionable and more or less legal. My rookie year, a Hall of Fame player on the team, he's in the Hall of Fame now, invited me over to his house and he gave me the speech about how to take care of yourself in the NFL, Williams said, and he pulled out some cannabis, crushed it up, split a blunt, opened it up, put the cannabis in there, took a Vicodin, crushed it up, sprinkled the Vico in there, rolled up the blunt and passed it to me. That was a vet, teaching me as a rookie, how to take care of myself in the NFL. As Pro Football Talk notes, the only Hall of Fame player on the Saints roster during Williams' rookie year was Willie Rofe. The second incident Williams discussed took place in 2011, in Baltimore. My last year in the NFL, I was playing for the Ravens, Williams said. At one point we were in the playoffs and I was leaving the facility and there were guys coming in with a plate full of brownies. They were going to go watch film, so yeah. And now, because it's more legal, it's to the point. Why wouldn't you use it if you're in the NFL? The NFL has changed dramatically in its views on cannabis. The league no longer suspends players who test positive if they're not already a part of the drug program. On top of that, the league makes no secret about when the annual testing period for marijuana begins, making it painfully easy for players to avoid testing positive and pretty much inexcusable for those few who do.